We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest in Kansas City soccer coverage from KCSN, featuring No Other Pod with Jimmy Mack and Daniel Kuser. Currently, with Daniel Kuser and Chris Wright, and Soccer Talks with Ali Trost-Martin, KC Sports Network is your new go-to for Kansas City soccer coverage. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. And now, let's get to it.
What is up, KC soccer fans? Welcome to another episode of Soccer Talks here on KC Sports Network. I'm your host, Ali Trost-Martin, and this week on the show, we are talking about the new KC Current Stadium, the first of its kind, purpose-built for a women's professional team. We are making history here in Kansas City. We're getting so close because the stadium's going to be done by the end of this year, ready for 2024. They are on schedule with this project. And joining me next to talk all about it is Courtney Kunkel. She is the founder and owner of Monarch Build, one of the partners involved in this exciting project. So she's going to give us some updates because they just went vertical this last week. So if you're driving by and you're checking out the progress, you're going to start to see things come along really quickly here. And so she's joining us to talk all about it and so much more. So stay tuned for that. As always, we are presented by our friends at M-Prize Bank. You can open an account with M-Prize Bank in less than just 5 minutes. The savings only begin there, though, because M-Prize is a trusted partner with a variety of products and services to help you achieve all of your goals. So don't be tethered to a brick building. Start a meaningful relationship with a bank that has your best in mind. And with that, please join me in welcoming Courtney Kunkel to the Soccer Talks podcast. Courtney, thank you so much for joining the show today. What an exciting time in Kansas City right now. I mean, there's so much going on, particularly in the sports world with the World Cup coming in 2026. The NFL draft is just a couple of weeks away. But not to get lost in all of that is the fact that the Kansas City Current Stadium just went vertical this week. And, you know, with your involvement as founder and owner of Monarch Build, you all have been a critical part in this journey and getting this exciting project literally up and off the ground. So, I want to start by just going back to when this all began. 2021, we see the exciting news come out that Chris Long, Angie Long, Brittany Mahomes are, you know, privately funding a soccer-specific stadium for the KC Current. What was the first phone call you remember being a part of when this whole thing came together?
Right, gosh, can you believe that was just a little over 2 years ago that they bought the team? The first phone call was about the training facility. And was that, you know, they bought this team and they were wanted to build a training facility for these female athletes. And they wanted to do it really fast. So that's the first thing that, so Monarch, my company, built the training center. When you think about it from the kind of the hey, we want to do this to the date we opened was less than a year. And we had to identify a site and design it and build it in that time frame, which is unheard of. And here we're doing it again with the stadium.
So with the training facility, we'll start there because I've been there quite a few times. And I mean, wow, it is, first of all, when you are just even driving up and see it from a distance, it is so like visually striking. I know in talking to a lot of the players, they credited the new training facility for helping them spark the unbeaten run that they had last season, and just it was a place where they could do everything under one roof. What were some of the important things that you all wanted to implement? Because there's so much attention to detail, from the teal numbers on the clocks all the way to just the functionality of how the space kind of cohesively flows together.
I think really ownership and the design team worked so closely together to figure out functionally how it would work, but also that it was a really special place and that it was really, player driven, and it was somewhere they could be really proud of. I think initially as a contractor, we like things to be really economical. We're trying to help people stay in a budget. And although it was budget minded, they really wanted to spend money where it made sense to say, hey, look, we're here. We're doing this. We're going to do it cheap because it's a female team. We're going to do it right. We're going to do what's right for professional athletes. And so I think that's why that building is really a piece of art. It's not just a building that has the spaces they need. It really makes a statement that we're here and we're investing in women athletes.
And you, as a female owner, have to understand just, how important it is to, one, have such great female ownership with the Kansas City Current, with people like Angie Long and Brittany Mahomes, but then just even from the side of it where it's, hey, these are female athletes who are finally long overdue getting the same kind of facilities and just access to things that have just long not been the case. On a personal level, was there any special meaning to the Kansas City Current training facility project and the stadium project for you?
Oh, absolutely. I obviously am in an industry that's pretty male dominated. So to be part of what I believe is not just a great thing for female and women athletes, I actually think what this team is doing is elevating women in general. I mean, just really across the board. And it's really making sure everyone understands that we should have the same as what men have. So to get to be a part of that, to get to, really a key part, right? I mean, to get to build the training center and now the stadium is really a highlight of my career, to be real honest. It's awesome. Sometimes I get speechless about it.
Were you a soccer fan at all before you got involved?
Yeah, so I played soccer in high school. I was not a college athlete, but so I always have played soccer. So definitely a soccer fan. I am more a soccer fan now that there's a women's team in Kansas City than I've ever been before. I might be one of their biggest fans.
I love it. No, it's not. I think a lot of people can relate to that, and I know Kansas City getting the team back, it was a big deal, just given the fact that the first go around didn't work out, and then to have ownership that came in and really wanted to make it work and make it right, and make it right in a lot of different ways, including, of course, the new stadium, which the training facility was one part of it, but the stadium, that's a whole other thing. I think seeing the news and those renderings, I always joked with Angie and Chris that they broke the internet when they came out with that announcement. It didn't just make waves here in Kansas City or nationally, but it was international and has also helped them bring players to their team because it is such a striking thing and such a unusual thing at this point in our history that, this is the first time thing that something like this is happening. So you had a little bit more time for the stadium than you did the training facility. What were some of kind of the early meetings like, and what was what was kind of the role, if you can get into some of the granular things of Monarch through those kind of early phases, and then to get us where we are now, which is, hey, things are going up and we're going to be built by the end of this year.
Yeah. So earlier on in the stadium, Monarch's role, I mean, I worked really alongside the design team and Angie and Chris and Angie done, working through what they wanted the stadium to be. I mean, I think that's evolved over time, right? A very short time. but I think initially it was, this size stadium, and then it grew, obviously you could see that there was a big fan base and that it needed to grow again, but you wanted to make sure, it was so important to them that this stadium has the energy that we want it to have, and that, when you're in there, it's full and everyone there is cheering on Kansas City Current. And there's not, right now we play at Children's Mercy Park where, we don't fill the stadium and it is a little different environment. But it's been interesting to see that as it's grown and changed, and we've worked through the design phase of it, which now we're, you guys, honestly, we're building while we're designing. So that's all, like, that's how this is happening so fast, is that they've been willing to continue to increase their investment if that was what the right thing to do was. And so they've been very kind of strategic and methodical about where their investment dollars are. But it, there's never been a moment where they said, that's it, that's the cap, we're not spending money on anything else. Because if something came along and it just made sense and it was the right investment for this team, they do it. And that's just been so much fun to be a part of. And kind of back to where you were talking about how we had a team before, I kind of forgot, to be honest. And when I said, oh, we have a team, I think what's making this different is the investment, right? I mean, that's how professional teams are successful, is that somebody invests in providing them the proper facilities and this, having your own stadium. I mean, women are always the tenant, right? We're never the owner. And I think that's why this feels like the first time we've had a women's professional soccer team in Kansas City, because it's the first time we're doing it right.
You couldn't have said it more perfectly. I think that's how a lot of people feel about it as well. And, you know, when you talk about just some of the evolution in how you all have had to think about this design, I'd have to imagine that the increased interest of not just the Kansas City Current here locally, but the increased interest in the NWSL that we're seeing right before our very eyes. I mean, record-breaking numbers left and right. I mean, this is, it feels like a very pivotal time in women's sports. And that certainly, I would imagine, is a consideration. Build a place that's going to be home to maybe down the line more than just NWSL games, but national team games. You have the World Cup coming here in 2026. There's so many exciting things. What the exact number that the stadium holds, isn't it? Doesn't it have the capacity of like over 10,000 or 11,000?
11,500 is the capacity. So, okay. I mean, that's close to the record we had just this last weekend. I think it was 11,300 and something. So we'll be able to fill that stadium easily.
Yeah, and it's just based on all the renderings I've seen, it just has the look of what, you know, it just with looking at the training facility and then looking at what the stadium looks like. I mean, it's hard not to get excited just when you see it in pictures. What are some elements of this stadium that you're really excited about that you think fans are really going to enjoy once they start coming together? I know we've seen the pictures, but once it all comes together.
Everybody will have, I think it's within 100 feet of the pitch. So every seat's close. It's a lot lower than so seating is lower to the pitch. So you're actually really feeling like you're kind of in the game. It's just a great, sleek, bright, modern design. The amenities are unlike anything we've seen before. You know, the food will be rotating, so it'll be not just the same menu every time you go. It's being curated by the Garrett's, so who have Rye, the restaurant here in Kansas City. So it's just much higher end kind of food and beverage than what we've seen in stadiums before. Really cool bar in the premium area, the Pitch Club. If anyone's seen those renderings, just a really cool vibe that really ties back to the history of Kansas City. And it's just going to be a really cool place to be, not even just for games. I mean, I think that stadium is such a good size for lots of other, not even sports, to be honest. I mean, I see lots of other ways we can use the buildings, the premium buildings, for just other events, social events. And then I should note too, the seating, we have the ability, the stadium can expand so that we could fill in the corners. So they were very thoughtful about making sure that as this fan base grew, the stadium could grow with it.
Love to see it. Just as that increased interest, and like you said too, for more than just soccer, I think it's going to be the crown jewel. I believe I've heard it described of the riverfront, which I know is a site that has got a lot of people working behind the scenes to make it in the next 5-10 years a really big destination for people in Kansas City. We're visiting with Courtney Kunkel of Monarch. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the big news, which is that the stadium is going vertical. So what does that all mean? And now what can we expect to see as the progress continues here over the next couple of months? So we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network.
We'll be back right after this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Courtney, so we're going vertical. We've seen the videos, we've seen the drone footage, all exciting stuff, beams, things I don't really know a lot about are moving and grooving. So what's kind of the role of your team this week as we start to see some more progress and start to see some actual like parts of the stadium really coming together?
Guys, it's going to go fast. So just the first beam, first column went up on Tuesday, and you can already, if you drive by now, there's a lot more structure in place. The last piece of steel goes in place in mid-June. So that's really, the next, you're going to start seeing a lot more vertical, not just the steel, but the masonry will start to go up. We'll start working on the actual drainage of the pitch. Our Monarchs, actually part of it is we have two full-time people integrated with Jay Dunn's team on site, one superintendent, one project manager. And that's just been a really great partnership too. Just to point out there too, Jay Dunn could have built it without Monarch. The reason we're involved is really because it was really important to the ownership of Kansas City Current to involve as many woman-owned and led companies as they could. And so it really is because of them and their investment in helping women, again, not just athletes, grow their business. So, they're really made sure that they're making an investment at my firm, which is humbling.
What has this done for your business? You all originated in 2017, and what has been kind of the impact now that you've got a chance to work with the Current here for the last couple of years?
The exposure of the Kansas City Current is huge, right? So we're really just a local company. But I couldn't have paid for this kind of advertising, right? The opportunity to kind of be able to piggyback all the cool things they're doing definitely has been a bit catapulted us into being able to grow. So,
Courtney, just a couple more questions for you. And again, thank you so much for taking the time today to talk to us more about the new stadium. What's your favorite part? What's something that gets you really excited? Just, you said you're a big fan of the team. When you get out to games in 2024, what's something you're really going to be excited to experience?
Oh gosh, you're going to make me pick like one thing of it. I gotta be honest, I like sitting in the seats and actually being right at the pitch. So as cool as the suites are, I love the accessibility of the seats to the pitch. So I think that's kind of the highlight for me. There's just so many great food, like the bar areas for anybody, not just the premium club. There's a really cool bar along the river on the north side that I think everybody will love to hang out and watch a game. There's also just a lot of different seating opportunities that you don't get. There's eight different types of seating opportunities in this stadium. So I just can't wait for the environment. I think just the energy in there is going to be, again, unlike anything we've seen before. That first game's going to be like insane, like totally cool.
Electric. That's
electric. Oh, I love that. It'll be electric.
What is something, you know, throughout this project, you mentioned the tight timeline that you all have been working off of, but it sounds like the ownership group has really been able to kind of be nimble and fluid and make things work when they needed to. But what's been kind of one of the challenging things that you all have overcome that you're proud of, what the team's been able to do to keep this thing on the right timeline and make it special?
I think overcoming the schedule. I mean, I know we have a little more time than training, but we're spending a lot more money, right? Putting a lot of work in place. But I think really working hand in hand with the design team at Generator Studios and all their consultants, and working through the design as we're building. I mean, we didn't get a full building permit until February, and we started construction in October, of last year. So that gives you perspective that we were really working hand in hand. And then obviously we've got right now, just, you know, for the last few years, lead time issues with procurement of materials. And I think the construction team and design team have done a really good job of foreseeing what those were and getting materials ordered ahead of time so that those didn't become issues on site. The fact that we're on schedule right now, considering all of the weather Kansas City has had over the winter, is really attributed to everyone's, the teamwork of everybody, making sure that we can get there.
It absolutely takes the village. Courtney, last question for you. What is something that fans should know about, you know, this project? You've gotten a unique look behind the scenes at the investment, at what, you know, thing is going to be when it's all said and done. But for fans who are all anxiously awaiting this new stadium, just, you know, what would you tell them about what is about to come to Kansas City here in the next year?
Well, I mean, this is one of the, like, I mean, again, for the world, this is such a signature structure for women. I mean, we are about ready to celebrate the fact that women are equal, that we're the first stadium ever built in the world for a women's professional team. I just think Kansas City should be so proud of all the things we're accomplishing right now, this stadium, but there's so much more going on in Kansas City. It's such, the energy in Kansas City is incredible.
I always say that I moved here just a little over 5 years ago, and even in the time that I've been here, it's changed in so many positive ways. And I think it's kind of that infectious energy. It's hard not to get on board with all of the great things happening here and all of the incredible people who are putting in that work, and a lot of the local businesses that are involved in that too, which I think is just a special part about being in Kansas City. There's a true sense of wanting to elevate everyone in Kansas City. And so I'm glad that Monarch can be a part of that. And I'm so glad that you were able to take the time and chat with me today about this exciting new project. Stadium will be open in 2024 for that season. So last season for the current to play in Children's Mercy Park. You can go online to kccurrentstadium.com for pictures of renderings, how to make your deposits, see all sorts of updates on this project and a lot more. So go there to check out everything you need to know about the new stadium. And Courtney, I'll see you out there in 2024.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much for taking the time. And thanks to all of you for tuning in and watching this week's episode of Soccer Talks with me, Allie Trost-Martin. We'll see you next week. And as always, you can be sure to like, subscribe, follow everything at KCSN Soccer on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.